Today I'm going to be going to a wedding of a very close Talmud, Rick Schindelheim, and in honor of the Chasna, I wanted to do a 10-minute halacha shiur related to wedding topics. So we've already discussed in the past, I think, the hanhagos of the Chasan and Kala during the week of Shavuot Brachos, but now I'd like to discuss the halachos of actual Shavuot Brachos, of the Shavuot Brachos Seuda that we celebrate throughout the week after the Chasan and Kala get married. I get a lot of shailas. A lot of times I get phone calls from the Seuda itself where people are calling and saying, well, does this count? Can we say Shavuot Brachos this way? How do we do the drinking of the wine? Does this person count as Panim Chadashos? And a variety, what do we have to eat exactly in order to be able to make Shavuot Brachos? A variety of such shailas. Usually that's from, I get the calls from the friends Shavuot Brachos, not so much from the adults Shavuot Brachos, but I guess because the adults know all of the halachas, or I have less access to the adults than I do to the friends, I guess. But anyway, I just wanted to go through some of the basic halachos, and basically I'm going to try to summarize what it says in the 14th perek of the Sefer of Nisuin Kil Chasam. And it's obviously a wonderful collection. Nisuin Kil Chasam is a wonderful collection of halachos relating to weddings from a variety of different sources. So first thing is when the chuppah happens during the daytime, and then the seuda happens during the nighttime, which happens all the time, that's very often the case, where the chuppah is before shkia, and the seuda is later on, well after Tzeis HaKochavim, so which day is the first day of Shavuot Brachos? You know, Shavuot Brachos only goes for 7 days. Do you start from the Yom HaChuppah, or do you start from the Yom HaSeuda? So we begin to count the Shuvus Yemei HaMishta from the Shas HaChuppah, not from the Shas HaSeuda. The halacha is that's the shita of the majority of Achronim, we start in the Knesset Yecheskel and others, that we start from the time of the Chuppah, not from the time of the Seuda, and therefore the last day of Shavuot Brachos will be 7 days, beginning counting from the day that the Chuppah takes place. When the Chuppah begins during the daytime, and the brachos under the chuppah are said at nighttime, that also happens a lot of times, that the chuppah, they'll start walking down, and the chasan will be under the chuppah while it's still daytime, before shkia, and then by the time they get up to the brachos, after they did the kiddushin, and after they did the reading of the ksuba, and whatever else they need to do, so by the time they get to it, it's already after shkia, or well after shkia, so in such a situation, we begin the Shavuot Yemei HaChuppah from the day that they enter the chuppah, not from the next day where the brachos are said. So again, we begin at the earlier time. That's what it says in the Sefer Tiv Kiddushin Simen Samach Beis Sif Katan Vav. If the chuppah happens ben Ashmashos, so then we begin the Shavuot Yemei HaMishta also from the earlier day and not from the later day. And the operative klal over here is Safik Brachos Lahakel. That since 7 days later, when it's seven, if you were to start counting from the later day, 7 days later would be a day of suffix. You're not sure if it's the seventh day or the eighth day. So in general, you don't make brachos. When you're mesupik, we have the klal of suffix brachos lahakel. It's also important to realize that the Shavuot Brachos, the week of Shavuot Brachos, is not counted me'es la'es. We don't count in 7 24-hour periods from the chuppah. It's calendar days. It's not me'es la'es. So if the chuppah, l'mashal, happens on Wednesday at chatzos hayom, right in the middle of the day, you can't make Shavuot Brachos breakfast the next Wednesday morning, because that's already the eighth day on calendar days, even though it's still within 7 days, me'es la'es. That's the psak of the majority of poskim. There are some achronim that write otherwise in the name of the Sefer Ginas Vradim, but it seems that the majority of poskim hold that way. Rav Shachter said that the YU Rashi Yeshiva were once making a Shavuot Brachos for someone. One of the YU Rashi Yeshivas had a child who got married, and all the other Rashi Yeshiva were making a Shavuot Brachos, and they had this shaila that came up. The Chasan Kala were so late that it was already after Shkia, but it was still within the 7 days Me'es La'es. So someone said, I saw somewhere there's a sefer that says that me'es la'es, you could still make the Shavuot Brachos as long as it's within the me'es la'es. So Rabbi Lam at the Shavuot Brachos said, you're the one that says that you saw it, you make all the Shavuot Brachos, so it's going to be your 7 brachos levatala, karyina digger sayu lavi parvanka, you're going to be the one that takes it on your shoulders. And the guy made all the Shavuot Brachos, and then they went back and checked the sefer, and the sefer said exactly the opposite, that you're not allowed to make the Shavuot Brachos. So it's important halacha to realize, you know, you don't make the Shavuot Brachos in the me'es la'es, it only works works by the calendar days. Even if they finished the Su'uda Miba'od Yom, when it's still the seventh day of the Nisuin, but they didn't say the brachos, they didn't bench yet until after dark, you're not allowed to make the Birchas Nisuin. That's in Chuvas Halef L'Chashlom, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in Siman Kuf Zayin. He points it out that it goes B'shas Bracha, not B'shas, the Mechayiv of the Shavar Brachos, apparently he understands, is the Birchas HaMazon. The Mechayiv of the Shavar Brachos is not the Su'uda. So the Birchas HaMazon has to be within the right time. Even when the seventh day of Shavar Brachos falls out on Shabbos, and this happens all the time, because Sunday is a very common wedding day. So people get married on Sunday, seventh day of Shavar Brachos is Shabbos, and they're eating Shalosh Udas at the Shavar Brachos. Now, do you make Shavar Brachos at the end of Shalosh Udas? Now, very often, Shalosh Udas will go very late into the night. It will go well past Tzeis HaKochavim. So when Shalosh Udas is on, when the seventh day of Shavar Brachos is Shabbos, and they eat the Su'udah at the end of the day, and they didn't bench Miba'od Yom, so many, many poskim hold. This Nisun Keluchsa quotes from the Shnos Chaim Simon Kofei, and he quotes many others for him as well, and he says that this was the minig of the Satmar Rebbe, and that the Kedushas Yantif, that they would not make the Birchas Nisuin on Motzoy Shabbos. You don't make the Shavar Brachos at the Shalosh Udas. You would have to dafka finish the Shalosh Udas before Shkia. I remember at my Shabbos Shavar Brachos, I think Dr. Yaakov Tendler was there, and I think he told us that we should be very makri, we should try to finish up early. Well, no, he wasn't there. I don't know, someone was there that told us we should finish up early to try to make sure that we could say the Shavar Brachos. We don't say Birchas Nisuin unless you eat pas at the Su'uda, the amount that would require Birchas HaMazon, because again, if the Mechayiv is the Birchas HaMazon, so if there is no Birchas HaMazon, then there's no Mechayiv of Shavar Brachos, or Vad Yosef Paskins that way, in Yabi Omer, Chel Gimel, Simin Yira Aleph. There does not have to be Basar V'Yayin. If you want to have a Shavar Brachos at a Milchig restaurant or something like that, that's totally fine. It does not have to be Basar V'Yayin at a Shavar Brachos. The Hisor is Tshuva, Chel Beis, Simin Kuf Gimel, says, but still, it's always best to have a Su'uda Chashuva in honor of the Shavar Brachos. What a very common question, this came up a couple of times recently. I had a case of a chassan and kala that showed up to another wedding 2 days later, to a friend's wedding. So they came, they were within, it was 2 days after their own wedding, and they showed up to the other wedding. So the question was, should they make their own separate Shavar Brachos? Or for instance, chassan and kala show up to a bris 2 or 3 days later. Should they make, they're at a Su'uda, Chasan Kal, there are plenty of Panim Chadashos, people who weren't at their wedding, should they make a Shavar Brachos? So Rav Shechter paskined very clearly on this, and I later found that many, many other poskim say like this as well, that you absolutely do not make a Shavar Brachos for the Chasan and Kal in that case, because the Mechayiv of Shavar Brachos when a Su'uda is made, l'kavod the Chasan and Kala. If the Su'uda is not being made, l'kavod the Chasan and Kala, then it's not a Shavar Brachos. If the Su'uda is there for a bris, it has nothing to do with the Chasan and Kala, they just happen to be there. Or the Su'uda is there for another wedding and they just happen to show up, that's not Lekav the Chasan Kala, you wouldn't make a bracha. And Rav Shechter was very excited, he got a sefer. Rav Kolvach gave him a sefer recently. They printed Rav Shlomo Zalman's psakim relating to weddings and things of that nature, and over there it says that Rav Shlomo Zalman passed in this way as well, that you would not make a Shavar Brachos in that situation. Yeah. So that's where my mind went right away. Is it Amarvin Simcha B'Simcha? Is it also Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos? But it doesn't even start, because you don't begin because you only make Shavar Brachos when it's L'Kavod, that Chasan and Kala. So very good. So that's, and Nisun Kilchsa says that in fact, it says that way Mefurish in the Me'iri and Ksubas of Zayin and Beis, V'Archos Chaim Hilchs Piruch Samazan Samach Aleph, talks about it when it comes to Chasan being at a Bris Mila, and many, many other poskim all assume this way. If they add a special food to cover that wedding, let's say at the bris, they bring out a cake, mazel tov to chasan and kala, and you know, something special just for them, so then there are some poskim that say that you would make the birchas nisuin, the izr mikodesh. Simon Samach Beisivches says that in that situation you would make the birchas nisuin, but other poskim disagree, say that you still would not make the birchas nisuin. Now, if there were 10 people at birchas hamazon and one of them left before they began the birchas nisuin, you do not say the birchas nisuin. The birchas nisuin has to be with a minimum of a minion present. Hamik She'ela writes out, Nitziv writes out, and Hamik She'ela Shilta Tazayin Os Dalit. How many people have to eat at the Su'uda, and what do they have to eat in order for it to count? So Nisun Kilchasa counts 4 different shitos about what you need in order to be able to make Shavar Brachos. Number one, he says, maybe three out of the 10 that were that have to eat bread, and the other 7 don't have to eat anything. As long as 3 people ate, and you have a minion present in total, so 3 people's mechayiv and mezuman, that's enough to say shavu brachos. Another shita is, second shita, 6 have to, you have to have 6 people, 3 of whom eat pas, eat bread, 3 of whom eat other foods, and the other 4 don't have to eat anything. But you need at least 6 people eating, you need a majority of the minyan eating, but only 3 of them need to actually eat bread to be mechayiv the mezuman. Third shita, of the 6, of the majority, all of them have to eat pas, meaning you need a majority to eat pas, 6 to eat pas, and 4 don't need to eat anything. And the fourth shita is that all 10 have to eat something, 7 of them have to eat bread, and the other 3 could eat something else, could eat peros or something else. And the Nisun Kilchsa thinks that the last is the Minhag HaOlam. The Minhag HaOlam is that we insist on 7 people having eaten bread at the meal in order for the Shavuot Brachos to work. Now there is a din called Panim Chadashos, so we require Panim Chadashos at a Shavuot Brachos. Without Panim Chadashos, you do not recite Shavuot Brachos, except for the first Seuda after the wedding, meaning at the wedding. The wedding Seuda itself, you say all Shavuot Brachos, even though there are no Panim Chadashos, because everyone was already there at the Chuppah, still you would say, sometimes, there's always Panim Chadashos there anyway, someone who missed the Chuppah, or was on the phone outside in the hallway, or something like that, you know, you always have people who are Panim Chadashos anyhow, but even if you didn't, you would still say Shavuot Brachos. So a person who was there at the Chuppah, and he heard Birchas Nisuin, but he still hasn't participated in any of the Seudos, let's say he sent the Chuppah invitation to somebody, he showed up only to the Chuppah, and he didn't stay for the Seuda. So it's machlokas aposkim if he could still be panim chadashos for future meals. Some say that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Beisiv Zayin in his second day says that he can be panim chadashos. Shulchan Aruch in the first day says that he cannot be panim chadashos. We generally pass on like the second day in Shulchan Aruch that he could be panim chadashos. The Nisuin Kilchsa writes that's how we would pass on. Okay, just in terms of very quickly about panim chadashos. So someone who's there at the Birchas Nisuin at the Seuda, even if he wasn't there for the meal itself, cannot count as Panim Chadashos if he was only there for the Brachas and not for the Seuda itself. A person who was at the Seuda but didn't eat, also the Nisuin Kilchsa says, cannot be Panim Chadashos. Nisuin Kilchsa quotes from Pesachei Tshuva, Siman Samach Beis, Sifkat Yudalid, and this question comes up all the time, that a woman cannot be Panim Chadashos. It has to be a man, it has to be for whatever reason. There's a Ritva and Ksubas that discusses that particular case. Okay, there are many, many other details about making a Shavuot Brachos Seuda. Maybe some other time we'll do part 2 of making a Shavuot Brachos Seuda, but we'll stop there for now.